FBI searches Fulton County Elections Warehouse for 2020 ballots amid ongoing Trump election fraud claims. The FBI executed a court-authorized search warrant Wednesday at the Fulton County, Georgia, Elections Warehouse, seizing all 2020 election ballots, voting machine tabulator tapes, ballot images, and voter rolls. The warrant, signed by a U.S. magistrate judge in Atlanta, is part of a federal criminal investigation into potential violations of laws requiring the preservation of election records and prohibiting efforts to defraud voters of a fair election. This action reflects the Justice Department's heightened scrutiny of Fulton County, long at the center of baseless claims of voter fraud, following Donald Trump's 2020 loss to Joe Biden. Trump's infamous January 2021 call to Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, urging him to find 11,780 votes, and subsequent attempts to overturn Georgia's results led to a 2023 racketeering indictment against Trump and allies. That case was dismissed in November 2025, after a new prosecutor took over amid allegations of misconduct against former District Attorney Fannie T. Willis. Following the dismissal, Trump vowed to hold those involved in the witch hunt accountable. 2 weeks later, the Justice Department sued Fulton County to secure 2020 election materials, citing federal compliance concerns. The FBI operation comes as Trump continues to publicly insist the 2020 election was rigged, repeating claims recently at the World Economic Forum in Davos. The search has reignited political tensions in Georgia. State Sen. Josh McLaurin, D., called the warrant extremely alarming, warning that repeated conspiracy theories have fueled harassment of local election workers. Meanwhile, GOP lawyer Cleta Mitchell, a longtime advocate of Trump's fraud claims, celebrated the search as a long-awaited step in examining the ballots, which remain preserved under a judge's order. The FBI and Justice Department have not commented further on the investigation, or whether it is connected to Trump's ongoing public statements about prosecuting those involved in the 2020 election.